Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognon Show. Today is Monday, November 6th, 2023, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today I'm going to talk about a Kickstarter. It is the Dungeon Dwellers RPG and Kickstarter that is being put together through Reaper. I think it's worth noting that Reaper has a pretty good record with trick Kickstarters. People seem to love them. They hit all kinds of big numbers with them. I think it's fair to say that they are one of the more consistent, larger Kickstarter users in the RPG and miniature spectrum. So there you go. I do want to also say that I did indeed already back this thing at the $99 level, so there is some incentive for me to see other people back it, because stretch goals being what they are, you get even more if they hit higher numbers. And could be a thing. I don't want that to go unsaid as I look at the possibilities of the Kickstarter doing well and me benefiting from that. So, Reaper Miniatures, Dungeon Dwellers, role-playing game. It's classic fantasy RPG with daring heroes, fabulous wealth, and untold danger, designed for new and experienced role players. Who's involved in this? Well, the writer is someone I know through Facebook, Joseph Wolf. You might recognize the name. You'll see that, what's it say here? Let's see. What is Dungeon Dwellers? DDRPG is built on the foundation of fantasy role-playing games we all know and love. The familiar concepts of classic role-playing are still intact, but many things have been retooled and updated. Emphasizes intuitive, consistent gameplay while remaining true to the old-school themes of perilous adventure, risk, and delving into the unknown. If you love the feel of old-school Renaissance OSR games or the modern mechanics of 5e, you'll feel right at home with Dungeon Dwellers. So, you know, you're looking at something that's not going to be just a rehash of things from the past. They're definitely going to look at, or have looked at, some modern RPGs like 5e and taken the good stuff from that. But look here, four core classes. Just that simple. They say rogue instead of thief. They say wizard instead of magic user, for what it's worth. Four core folk, not races, not species. Folk, human, proudfoot, halfling, wood elf, and hill dwarf. Six ability scores, we know those. D20 resolution system, that's pretty familiar to most people who play RPGs. Open skill system. So you're going to have a skill system that does take into account a character's background, folk, and class. Renovated spell system, spell points, interesting that they're using that. Hit points are exhausted, a creature is likely to die, so they want to point out that there are no death saves in Dungeon Dwellers. Easy to use, it's compatible with almost any other RPG system. Player's guide, 128 plus pages, sewed hardcover, interior art, you'll see Wayne Reynolds' name in there, amongst others. So, you know, he's that classic goblin artist from Paizo. But he was doing a lot of third edition era stuff prior to becoming a favorite over at Paizo. Fortune point system, GM to player reward for participating, role-playing. So it incentivizes role-playing through and gives the DM a mechanic to handle that consistently. Again, the DM book, Game Master's Vault, 128-plus pages. Again, those artists. Looks like a pretty standard quality layout. Denizens of the Dungeon is their monster book. Once again, 128-plus pages. And it's going to have some interesting new monsters. I'm sure they're going to have all the classics in there, as they do say. So expect all of that. It looks like an owlbear on this page that they're showing. How's the progress of this thing? And look at this. Let's just go over this real quick, the different pledges. Miniatures. My selection is the $99. That gets you pretty much everything. The three books, the PDF versions of them, all of the miniatures that are included, and the stretch goals. You can get the miniatures only for half of that, $50. You can get the print books for $79. So for an extra 20, you're topping off the miniatures on top of that. Where are we at? They just got the $90,000. So they got this ogre on top. They're just over 90. Note that, 500 over. And we'll go down to this lovely, the Forge Studios map. Somebody else I'm a backer of on Patreon, so it's worth noting also that I love their work. Eternal Grub, Goblins. 90 is the Ogre. We've got Metal Fantasy Tokens. And a Basilisk at 110. But there's the print edition books. There's the PDFs. You get a set of dice. 7 role-playing dice. They're standard RPG dice. So you've got that going for you. You've got these nifty little cardstock fortune tokens, okay. But the 4 main character classes, iconic hero miniatures, those are nice. You've got a charnel grub, which is looks like a carrion crawler. 4 armored goblins already in stretch goals. You've got an adventure, just part 1, so that's interesting. 4 skeletal warriors and a wraith. You've got another adventure, or it looks more like a source book, a small setting book, if you will. You've got the ogre. You've got a couple of centipedes already done. Those are all of the collector's box stretch goals. Those are all of the things you get with the 99 pledge. There are other limited pledges, but really most of these, if you're already in, if you just want the miniatures, I don't know. Yeah, it looks pretty good. Plus, they're going to hit some more stretch goals. They have 12 days left. 12 days to go. So, with just under 2 weeks to go of their usual, what is it, typically a month, right? They're at 98.40. A lot of times, these slow down in the middle of the month, and then they pick back up toward the end of it. Notice they are stopping before Thanksgiving. So November 18th is the deadline. So you're probably looking at hitting quite a few of these things prior to Halloween. And that's just going to be the way it's going to be. They're not competing with that for attention at the time. In any event, that's the long and the short of it. Check out that Dungeon Dwellers Kickstarter. It looks like a pretty good deal. I'm in on the 99 level. just to be clear. So I'm thinking having another RPG, having the PDFs, having something to enjoy, plus the miniatures on top of it, pretty good deal. Check it out. See if you think so, too. And maybe see if you want to get on board with that. Looks like fun. Well, thank you very much to everybody. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate everybody who is checking this out live, but also everybody who is checking this out on YouTube later, Dungeon Dwellers RPG Kickstarter. The show streams live on Twitch every Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Follow, like, click the thumbs up, comment, all the good stuff, if you would, please. Thanks to our Patreon supporters. Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the NPD and D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and, as always, Shane Bradley, DM Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Thank you, and bye-bye.